Praise ye the Lord Jesus. Shall we just have the word of prayer? Precious Father, I want to thank you tonight. Give you all the glory, honor, praise, and adoration for wonderful things that you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for how you preserved us, O God, till this very moment. We appreciate you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for there is no other God beside you, King of all kings and Lord of all lords, eternal Savior. Lord, tonight, only the Lamb can break the seal. Lord, you are the only one, O God, that can give out of your word that understanding that we need, O God, to enable us, O God, to walk in the light. Tonight, Lord, I commend myself into your hands. Pray that, Lord, I will be a true channel. Let your word flow unhindered, unfettered, not colored by any tradition, not colored by any human knowledge, but let it come pure and simple, that, Lord, your people might be blessed, encouraged, strengthened in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise ye the Lord Jesus. Tonight, just in a few minutes, by the grace of God, I want to share the words from Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, I'll read verses 5 and 6. We, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by law. Praise the Lord. In Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by law. The word I want is the title of my exhortation tonight is the faith that works by law. Praise the Lord. The faith that works by law. We all have heard messages and words or things, you know, messages that are based on faith. Praise the Lord. And I've seen so many messages, listened to so many messages on faith. Tonight I want to just talk a little bit on it. What is faith? First of all, taking the word faith, we see in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, let me read from chapter 10, verse 38, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. Whatever we get from God must come by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And so on and so forth. But it said, the just shall live by faith. Then verse chapter 11 says, now faith is the evidence, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. A substance is something that, you know, is something that substantiates something. You know, if, for example, a man that has money, that is wealthy, comes to you and makes a promise, it is more likely that you would believe that what he said is going to be, I mean, he's capable of doing it, and believe in the what he has said, than if someone comes to you and you look at him, maybe he's he cannot even afford to enter a bus, to pay for a bus or something, and then he makes a promise. You will not, you know, there is no substance to the promise, you know. There is nothing for you to really say convinces you that the man can keep his promise. So, the evidence that God can keep his promise is what the Lord himself has done in the past. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord has proven to us by his acts that he is God. If the Lord did not bring the children of Israel out of Egypt according to his word of promise, then they will not be able to trust his word. Because he made a promise that the children will go into bondage, and at a particular time he will bring them out. And if he did not fulfill that promise, then we may be in doubt of his ability to keep his word. And so that is the evidence of things that we have not seen. You may not, when you read the word of God, many things you see in the word of God may not have you may not have experienced them before. But when you see and go through the word of God and see exactly what God himself has done before, then that strengthens your heart to know that God, can do what he said he's going to do. In verse 6, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That is, you must believe that he is God. He is God. And that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, for you to really be able to believe the word of God, you must acknowledge that God is God. And to acknowledge that he is God means you believe he is the one that created all things. He's the one that made all things. And if he's the one that created the heavens, created the earth, then of course, whatever he promises, he's able to do it. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, faith that worketh by love. Now love. Love is a person. And love is also an act. Praise the Lord. That we see in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. It says, God is love. Let's just look at that word. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So love is a person. He says, faith worketh by love. There's something, I'm coming to something. Now God is love. So it means that for our faith to work, it must have to work through God. We must be connected to God for our faith to work. Praise the Lord. Then love is also an act. Like he said, let us love one another. It's an act. You have to demonstrate that you love somebody. Verse 16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Praise the Lord. Now, the word of God also says in another place that if we see our brother in need, and then we tell him that he should go and be filled and do nothing about it, see, how does the love of God dwell in us? In other words, the word of God is saying that when you meet the needs of your brother, that is an act of love. Praise the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, he talked about love unfeigned. You don't pretend that you love somebody. Don't pretend that you love your brother when you don't. You really have to actually love them. Because that is what God, demands of us. When Jesus was leaving, he gave us a new commandment. In fact, he began to speak about it in the book of Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. Begin to give us the new commandment. That is what the church need to focus on. If you read those three chapters, you see how that Jesus Christ began to, modify the law of the Old Testament. Began to tell us, what things we are supposed to do to show that we are, you know, the children of God. Praise the Lord. That we are, you know, the children of our Father. You know, because he said that when we do those things, then we are the children of our Father. And then in John chapter 13, 34 to 35, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you should love one another. Praise the Lord. And he that loves has fulfilled the law. If you love your brother, you have fulfilled the law. But you see, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we begin to see something that is supposed to call our attention about what love actually is. He said, if I have, let me read it exactly as it is there, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, that's charity, have not charity, which is love, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, that means I'm endowed with the gift of the Spirit. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now, if somebody can give all his goods to feed the poor, and the Bible says it is not love, then what is it? Praise the Lord. You see, because this will give us understanding to know what actually God calls love. Because some of these other things are, you know, subjective. They have reasons why people do. You know, for instance, somebody can decide to feed the poor, be a philanthropist. There are many people today that are, you know, philanthropists. You know, after they have stolen people's money, you know, they now want to use the money to take care of them, you know, to help them. Praise the Lord. You know, it's like what the devil is doing to the church. He has stolen what belongs to the church, and he wants us to come cap in hand begging to get those things. Praise the Lord. But we know we have, you know, we must have to get them by force. We have to take them by force of scripture and from him. Praise the Lord. You know, and of course the word of God says the devil comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life. The devil does not own anything. Even the wealth of the world does not belong to the devil. He only steals them. And when he steals them, he makes sure that he puts them in the hand of those people that he can manipulate. And when they get there, they make sure it is only the people that are in their own group that they allow to get there. If you as a Christian want to get to a point, a position where you can, you know, control the world, they want to fight you, they want to resist you, they want to make sure that, you know, they do all that is in their power to keep you away from it. Praise the Lord. So, if we have and use all that we possess, feeding the poor, meeting the needs of those who are needy, and the Bible says that that is not love, then what then is love? It means, therefore, that love that is not shown under the influence of the Holy Spirit is not love. When we begin to do things and we are not guided by the Holy Spirit is not the one that is taking control and leading us, then it's not love. It is not that love, that it's not the love that Jesus is talking about here. Praise the Lord. You know, for there is what is called brotherly kindness is part of love, but it's not real. It's not the real love that Jesus is talking about here. Because you can love your brother. What about your enemy? Praise the Lord. If you have brotherly kindness, you know, you circulate among your brothers or your sisters and so on and so forth. What about those who are your enemies? Jesus said we should love. In fact, that was the first thing that he began to talk about when he began preaching. Say, love your enemies. Praise the Lord. So, faith actually will work if we have this love, which which is the agape love, the God kind of love. And that is what the Lord is wanting us to get into, wants us to understand it, wants us to believe for it, wants us to work for it. You know, there are some things that we notice that we need, but we cannot muster it. We won't be able to, you know, act it because of our human nature. Then the Lord is saying, believe and pray that God will enable you to manifest such attributes, because it's very important. He said, and Jesus began to say in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1 to 8 about the woman that the woman and the unjust judge. This woman had an issue, and he went to the unjust judge and asked him to avenge him of his enemies. And the man wouldn't do it for a while. But after some time, he said, this woman troubles me so much, and that if I don't do it, he might weary me. So he decided that he was going to do it. And Jesus made a statement. He said, if that unjust judge can do that for that woman, how much more will he, you know, answer those of us who are his children that come to him day and night, you know, praying and asking for things. And then he made a statement, but, and I want to read that, I want to read it from the word there as he said it, in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 8. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The Lord wants us to develop our faith. We have given our lives to Christ. We're supposed to grow, you know, in the knowledge of God. We're supposed to be able to do certain things, like our brother was talking about this evening, that nothing is impossible with God. If we come to God, you know, believing that He's able to do all things, then it's supposed to be in manifestation in our lives. Because if we do not have faith to believe God for headache to be healed, for somebody, you know, for, you know, maybe all this much more ailment and all that, maybe we'll trust the doctors, which they are doing a very wonderful work. You know, God has given them, you know, God has given them that grace to, you know, help those who are weak. Praise the Lord. But we know that God Himself, who is the maker and creator, is able to do all things. And the Lord is requiring us to be able to walk in that faith. That is a faith that we must develop for us to be able to go in translation. Somebody cannot just rise up and put on wings and just fly. You must come to the point where your faith has risen to that level. And the Lord wants us to walk in that faith. That's why He was asking, if He comes, shall He find faith? Because the woman believed that that unjust judge was going to answer her when she troubled him so much. She didn't want to give up. And the Lord doesn't want us to give up. We must also believe Him and believe that He can do all this, so that even when there is a delay, we know that it's not a denial, but it will surely happen, you know, in time. You know, it was in 1990, around 1991 or so, we went to the embassy to go and look for visa for my family to come to U.S. It didn't happen. When the second time, it didn't happen. So we decided to relax and believe God. In fact, I told myself, I said, I know that one day I'm going to be in this country, whether it is by paying for my ticket or by partial translation, that God will definitely bring me here. Praise the Lord. You know, and in 1994, a brother came and told me, he said he had a revelation that we were prospered to the U.S. That was 1994. And I believed it. And I waited for it. And By the grace of God, it has come to pass. Praise the Lord. And my status at that time is not what my status is now. Because the Lord has actually, you know, uplifted us and blessed us in so many ways. Praise the Lord. So, you know, and it just came like on a platter of gold. Praise the Lord. So, that time when the promise was made, in fact, I think I remember when one day I was going to the post office to go and pick up the letters. And I woke up that morning confident that I was going to get this DV something, that I've won the immigrant visa or something. And I went to the post office, but surprisingly, when I got there, it was the one for Chasi Demodia. I was the one that picked it up. Praise the Lord. So, and I wondered, I said, does it mean that, you know, maybe God transferred what was supposed to be mine to him? Because I was very confident that morning I was going to pick up that mail, only to get there and find out that it is for somebody else. Praise the Lord. But I didn't give up. And today the Lord has brought it to pass, and I give him all the glory. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is that the Lord wants us to believe him and walk in love. Because, you know, we know that it is love that will rapture the bride. Praise the Lord. So love and faith must work together in our hearts for us to be able to get to where the Lord wants us to be. And that love, you know, that love is God working in us. God working in us. We ourselves, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. When we have disagreements and we have quarrels, or we have aught against one another, it is the flesh that is rising up. But we should know that we are not flesh and blood anymore. Praise the Lord. We are spirit beings. We are only dwelling in this body. And the flesh will always try to resist the spirit. So we should always remember who we are. That we are not flesh. We are spirits. We are spirit beings. Praise the Lord. And when we are conscious of that fact, it will enable us to, you know, really put the flesh under. Because the Bible says we should mortify the deeds of the flesh. You know, so that, you know, we can really make progress. Praise the Lord. And in the book of Romans, it says, they that walk in the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Walking in the Spirit, because that is the promised land that we are going into. Walking in the Spirit, the promised land of the Holy Spirit, where the Lord himself is the one that is directing you in every affair of your life. Everything that you do, every step you take, it is God that is directing you and telling you, move this way, move that way. That is where God is taking us. Praise the Lord. You know, and we must be able to identify when the Lord is speaking to us. We'll be able to separate the voice from all the other voices, because there are so many voices, you know, that we're going to hear. You know, if you tune your radio, there are so many channels. I mean, there are so many stations you can get, but you will know what you are seeking, the station that you particularly want to listen to, you know, and you tune to that particular channel. So there is only one channel that will give us, you know, the understanding and the leadership that we need, and that is the channel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So we should tune our hearts to it. And how do we know when the Lord is leading us? When the Spirit of God is speaking, it must align with the Word of God. God can never tell us anything that is outside His Word. It must line up with His Word, and there must be peace in our hearts. When the Lord speaks, you know, you say, I will listen and see what the Lord is going to say, for He will speak peace unto His people. God speaks and He gives you peace. Even when the Lord rebukes you, there's a good feeling about it. Praise the Lord. It is different from when the devil brings condemnation. Praise the Lord. And this is what we need to practice. I don't know whether this is the correct word to say. We need to practice walking in the Spirit, listening to the Holy Ghost, because He is already in there. As long as you are born again, you have given your life to Christ, you listen to him, he will give you direction. And whatsoever he tells you to do, you know, you go ahead and do it. Obedience is what makes God to speak more. When the more you obey, the more the voice becomes clear. The more you hear, I mean, you hear him more clearly, you know, so that he can guide you in this hour, because that is the only thing that is going to get us out of here. Because one day, as the Bible has said, we are going to hear the word, come up hither. And if we cannot identify the voice of the Spirit, how can we respond? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, faith works by love, and we must have to walk by that love. That love is the Spirit of God, and it also has to do with God directing us in everything we do. You know, because if we do not align with the Lord, whatever we do, we'll do it in the flesh, and it will not be to his glory, and it will not lead us anywhere. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, the last scripture I'm going to read is Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Praise the Lord. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say, number one, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now, the Lord used the word say three times there, emphasizing something, the importance of what you say. You build your world by your word. Praise the Lord. If you speak negative things begin to circulate around you. But God wants us to say positive things. That thing you believe God for, that is what you should confess. It may not be apparent. It may not look as if it can happen or it can come to pass. But once that is what you are believing God for, keep on confessing it. Praise the Lord. And it will surely come to pass. He said, whatsoever we say. And he did not say, we believe with our head. He said, we believe with our heart. We should not doubt in our heart, you know, whatever we are saying. You know, when you are not doubting your heart, you believe what you are saying and you confess it, you continue to confess it, you will see that it will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, where you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You believe and then you have it. You believe before you have. You don't get it before you start believing. You know, sometimes in the world they say sin is believing. But according to God's principle, believing is receiving. You have to believe first before you receive. And what we're saying is that it may not be apparent, it may look as if it is impossible. You may wonder, how is it going to happen? Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Just take God at his word. Because he has given you this word as the substance to your faith. Whatever you read here substantiates what God wants to do in your life. If he says, I have healed you, it means he has already healed you. You know, when we go to seek employment, you get to a company and they give you a letter, they give you a piece of paper, say, you have been given a job. We all believe it. And then you go home, even if you don't have a suit or something, you can even borrow money to buy a suit so that you can dress well and go to work. And then you work for a whole month believing on a piece of paper. That sign that was signed by a man. Praise the Lord. The Because you have confidence that a man is going to do it. So God himself has given us his own word. Why is it that it's difficult for us to believe? Because there is an enemy that is trying to make sure that we do not receive the blessings that God has endowed us with. There's so much that God has given to us that we need to, appropriate to ourselves. And I pray that the Lord will grant us the strength and the enablement to really rise up and possess our possessions in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise ye the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that is where I'm going to stop. Amen? 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 I want us to just stand up here and just pray a little while. Just talk to God. The Word of God says that love is what God demands of us. But the enemy of our soul will always want to make us to hate somebody. You know, have something against someone. All these things are things that hinder our prayers. When we pray, we find that our prayers are not answered. It's because we are violating the principles of faith. Let us talk to God, pray for ourselves, wherever we have not been measuring up, that the Lord will help us to arise. If there's any unbelief, little foxes. If there's any unforgiveness, little foxes that spoil the vine. These things we must put away from us. The Lord said, if the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith in the earth? Let's talk to God tonight. The apostles, they asked the Lord to increase their faith. We ourselves can ask for an increase in our faith. And faith will increase when we begin to act on the word of God. You see the sick? Let not doctor be your first port of call. Why don't you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Let that be the first thing that you are going to do when you are faced with a challenge. The Spirit of God ministered to me once. He said, every seemingly difficult situation is an opportunity for a miracle. When you see a situation of difficulty that arises, it's an opportunity for the Lord to do a miracle if somebody will pray. Let's pray that our faith will rest upon the Word of God. And how can we know the Word of God if we do not read our Bibles? If we do not study the Word of God, allowing the Holy Ghost to teach us, let's ask the Holy Ghost, who is the teacher, to teach us. That is his job. The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, so he will lead us into all truth. Let's pray tonight, Holy Ghost Divine, help me. Teach me out of the Word of God. Because we need him. We need the Word of God, we need the Holy Ghost. We cannot do without any one of them. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Appreciate you, Lord, for your word tonight. Pray that, O Lord Jesus, O God, that which we have heard tonight, you will expand it in our hearts in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Spirit, O God, take these words, O God, feeble as they may be, O God, and turn them, O God, to great revelations in our hearts, and establish us, O Father, in the truth, that we may, O God, rise up and be what and who you have made us to be, sons of God. Father, that Lord, O God, your Spirit, O God, will move and move us, O Lord, so that, O Lord, will fulfill your desire concerning us, O Lord, in this hour, which, O Lord, you promised, that, Lord, you are going to pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, Father, and there will be great wonders performed in your name. Let it come to pass, O God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. pray that Lord and God, every one of your children of God will put their, lay their hearts to this and have it as a focus, something to look out for, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of Father. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you.